This Election Watch feature is brought to you by Kagiso Trust. Follow the hashtag RememberMe initiative.
Right, this is part one. In fact, Kagiso Trust sponsoring the Election Watch feature right through this entire month. But we're going to start with understanding what, why, and what is the Remember Me campaign. So my guest is Thabiso Ratsomos, the Kagiso Trust Deputy Chairperson. Thabiso, great chatting to you. You're live on the National Pulse.
Hi, fine. How are you? I'm to the people there.
Absolutely. All very good. Right. A couple of things, right? Firstly, I mean, the Kagiso Trust has taken up a position and therefore backing this campaign that we're going to play out throughout the whole month around the importance of voting. Now, it seems pretty obvious to me, but what's your take on it in terms of the why we all need to vote, particularly young people?
Look, first of all, let me just make this one statement that the Kagiso Trust itself, I can call it the child of the struggle, you know, like the president called Tintwalo, in the sense that Kagiso was formed in order to sustain the struggle for freedom in 1985, when things were bad. So when we voted in 1984, that was a contribution that Kagiso has done to sustain, to fund NGOs that were opposed to apartheid, that were providing services that the government was not giving, that were providing legal assistance, that was giving bursaries and so on to students. So that's what I'm saying, it's a child of the struggle.
And you continue playing a very important role, therefore, in effectively nation-building post the struggle, right?
Yes. So we believe in democracy. All that we are saying is that in voting, remember that there are people who died in order to be where we are. We can't waste our vote or not go to vote for the sake of those people who died fighting for this thing. As I say, the Kagiso Trust, formed by people like the late Emeritus Desmond Tutu, Beyers Naudé, the late Dr. Edwin Komo, and so on, Dr. Max Coleman, for instance. So people who had a vision to see that we need an organization that can promote our struggle towards democracy, which we found, we eventually achieved through so those organizations that we funded through the money that was raised from the European Union, Japanese government, Swedish government, and so on. So for Kagiso Trust, this is the moment that we cherish. We're not saying anybody from our root for something, but to say, remember that there are people who died.
Okay. Tell me more then about the and you call it like hashtag Remember Me campaign. I mean, can you tell me more about what the campaign is all about?
The campaign is about the people remembering to vote, hashtag Remember Me. And in saying we remember people, those people like Nelson Mandela, Winnie Mandela, and so on, who died. So that we must remember them, hashtag Remember Me. Remember those people, remember those people who are still living and contributing towards the society, the democratization of this society, and so on. So that we're just saying, remember, that's what I'm saying, that remember that this thing was not found or received on a silver plate. It was received on the blood and sweat of many people who died for us to be here. That's what he said.
And I mean, do you think it'll resonate? Because I mean, we certainly playing the campaign, and thank goodness we've there's a great collaboration now between SAFM and the Kagiso Trust all throughout this election period, right? So, do you think there's this concept of challenging the audience to say, listen, remember the people who came before you and how they fought to vote, they fought for the rights to vote? Do you think that's going to resonate with young people today who may not even remember what these older struggle heroes look like?
Well, it may not resonate with them, but it is our duty to make them understand where we come from. Because, of course, young people may not know where we were. You know, for instance, you know the thing called Apartheid Museum, where they show you the different ways in which apartheid was, you know, with whites only, blacks only, and so on. So we are where we are today for that reason. And, of course, some of the people called the 2000 may not know. But the fact of the matter is that, yes, it's our duty for those who are still living, particularly those who experience, like myself. I was a student in 1976. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, hold that thought for a second, because I want to look at your experience as a student, and then again the collaborations and, you know, nationwide, your emphasis to try and create this awareness around hashtag Remember Me.
You're listening to the National Pulse on SAFM. SAFM.
Right, continue talking about the election and that hashtag Remember Me campaign as part of our election watch feature, rather brought to you by the Kagiso Trust. My guest is their deputy chairperson, Thabiso Ratsomo. Now, Thabiso, I think a good part about what you just said is, besides remembering icons like Desmond Tutu and Beyers Nodier and Frank Chikane, and we can go through so many others, right, and the Nelson Mandelas of the world, there are other people who are maybe lesser known, but they've all had a role of understanding that struggle and played a role. So you were giving me your own example before the break. Maybe just share that with us.
Yes, I'm originally from Sebokeng in the Vaal. So, but in 1976, I was studying. I was in matric at Orlando High School when the uprising started. So I experienced them firsthand, and I'm lucky to be alive. I'm one of those people. So I'm lucky to be alive. And be a testimony to what we say freedom in our lifetime, because I can experience it, or I experienced it in 1994 when we first voted. It was a momentous experience for us to vote, because we're not allowed. The only people who could vote for up to that time were people who were appointed by the puppet regime, the homelands or the councillors, for instance, who were basically operating within government structures. So even for myself, when I voted at that time, it was a big experience. And this is what our young people must know, that that's what I'm saying. It was not a silver plate. We fought for this thing to be there. We fought for this vote to be there. We fought for the vote where everybody votes for somebody that he or she cherishes.
Yeah.
You see?
So what do you then say to a person who's listening to us and saying, and particularly a young person who gets the Remember Me campaign, but they not just have voter apathy, they have voter disillusionment, because they don't see in the 50 parties that are available for them to vote, they don't see one of them giving them what they want. They want a great future, but they don't see the channels of their future coming through any of the political parties. Well, what do you tell someone like that who then says, I don't think I should vote?
Look, I don't want to vote to campaign for a party. I can only talk about my own experience, that my own experience was being introduced to the ANC, for instance, and understanding all the things that it stood for, democracy, freedom charter, and so on. So people are there to look at the manifestos of the organizations and look what they stand for, what they've achieved, and so on. You know, sometimes when you're in the opposition, it's very easy to criticize. Being in government is a difficult thing. And I think the party, the ruling party, has achieved a lot compared to what we know. When I studied as a young person, in the same year that I was in matric, there was no electricity. I studied by candlelight.
And you survived. Okay, let's keep the lights on. I think that's very important. Let's leave it at that, but keep the light in terms of our freedom and justice in our country on all the time. Thabiso Ratsomo, thanks for your time. The deputy chairperson of the Kagiso Trust, which he describes as, in fact, the child of the leaders that actually delivered the democracy to South Africa. And many people have an opinion about hashtag Remember Me. What was it like for you, not just in voting the first time, but in your own struggle that we sometimes forget?
This Election Watch feature was brought to you by Kagiso Trust. Follow the hashtag Remember Me initiative.